headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maya and Alicia with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a multi-million dollar power project has been implemented in the Sunshine Coast to help cater for region's population boom. The $109.75 million Sun South Power Project will benefit homes and businesses between Caloundra and Aura and support 15 planned educational facilities and commercial retail centres. The substation is due for commissioning in early 2027.
The Backbone Festival, The World Is Yours Too, finishes tomorrow after 3 weekends at the Seven Hills Hub. It's a collection of works from young, queer, trans, BIPOC and First Nations voices and is a declaration of inquisition that urges us to recognise our role and potential in shaping the world. Backbone is a community organisation that supports young people to be creative, resilient and powerful contributors to their communities, while also helping to build the backbone of young artists aged 30 and under.
In national news, former race car driver Paul Morris calls for more Learn to Drive programs to be implemented and introduced into Queensland schools. Morris believes that this program will reduce Queensland's road toll, as more than 320 people have died on Queensland's roads this year. Morris says, "We will need a better curriculum because cars are getting safer and the death toll on our roads is going up. If that doesn't tell you something is wrong, I don't know what will."
Residents of Mount Isa have been suffering in the smoke of bushfires that have been burning for over 2 months. The smoke has become so significant that on Tuesday, the Air Quality Index identified the city as the most polluted city in the world. Firefighters are working restlessly to keep the fire contained as the dry heat continues to escalate and we make our way into the summer.
In international news, a news report launched by the South Pacific nations during the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting condemns Australia, the UK and Canada for their carbon emission record and demands change on fossil fuel exports. The document suggests a stark imbalance in fossil fuels extraction from the three nations despite only making up 6% of the Commonwealth's population. Tuvalu's Prime Minister, Valetti Teo, said his country could leverage Australia's support and reduce emission levels under accelerating climate change.
For your weather today, Brisbane is beautiful. It's currently 20-something degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back bright and early Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Sick of carrying a boombox everywhere you go, but miss your beloved 4ZZZ shows when you leave it behind?